Running for position 6 on the school board is Jesse Chapman, and Jesse is joining me now. And Jesse, give me a little background about you, because I'm not all that familiar, and there may be some other people in town that may not know. Talk a little bit about your longevity here.
Thank you, Mr. Henry. I have lived in the town of Florence all of my life. I'm a native. We go back 3 generations, and somebody said there might be able to squeeze a 4th in there. Family came here in 1903, Century Farm up in North Fork, and I was born to Robert and Ruby Chapman, who my dad was raised on the farm, and we had a family dairy farm for the better part of 20 years, and well acquainted to hard work and labor. In fact, it's true, we did actually have to walk nearly a mile to the school bus, and we've got a lot of witnesses on that, regardless of the weather. That was part of farm life on the Chapman farm. I went to all through Siuslaw Law all 12 years. I played football for 6 years. I was all-state, middle guard, and I love the sports that Siuslaw Law School District provides our students. It is part of the education process, and I want to keep that secured in every way. Following going to graduating from high school, I ended up going into the United States military in the U.S. Army. And during the Vietnam War era, I am classified as a Vietnam vet because I was in the military at the time of the Vietnam War. I never was actually in country. But when I was in the military, I realized what a wonderful, wonderful, and I say again, wonderful education I got at Siuslaw High School. When I compared myself to the troops that came from all around the United States, I thought inside, wow, I've had a great education at Siuslaw.
Have you run for office before, or is this your first going at it?
No, I ran for this same position about, 3 or 4 years ago. Against a lady who had been involved in the public school system for many years, and she retired and got on the school board. I am persistent because I believe why I'm running, and I have the best answer for Siuslaw Schools at this stage of my life and at the stage of Siuslaw School Districts.
All right, so tell me, why have you decided to run? Why are you running?
That's a good question, and I believe I have a good answer. I'm going to get down to brass tacks. Since I went to high school, something has gone seriously wrong in the direction of our country and in the direction of our schools. I remember, and I lived through it, about the middle of the Vietnam War. I was in a 3rd grade. President John F. Kennedy, about that time, was shot. Roe versus Wade came into existence, where babies were allowed to be what I call murdered in the womb. And prayer was taken out of our schools. Many say that from that point forward, United States of America tipped over a cliff, and there's no chance of any return. I do believe there's a chance, but we have to go charter, and that's for another subject. But when I saw, as a third grader, look around the class, all us kids were looking at each other, Mrs. Prindle, she was close to about 80 years old. We all loved Mrs. Prindle. I love my teachers. I'm not running against teachers. I'm running against teachers' unions, the power they have over the citizenry of our country and our state and our local schools. There was a prayer we used to say, thank you, God, for the birds that sing. Thank you, God, for everything. Thank you, God, for the sky so blue. Thank you, God, for you. And one day, Mrs. Prindle, with tears in her eyes, said to the class, we are no longer allowed to pray that prayer. And now we wonder why the state of Oregon. They did have the lowest graduation rate, as if I can remember, but I believe they're second, at least that was a couple of years ago I heard. But these kids are smart. They got a heart, they got intelligence, and they know something's wrong in the neighborhood. Why is it so many kids don't want to go back to school that morning? I mean, some kids are taught that if you don't know what sex you are, you can wake up, be whatever sex you think you are, and go into whatever bathroom you want to go into. Well, I'm a little old-fashioned to that. I say, if you're confused and don't know what biological sex you are, then you can use the bucks outside the school district, outside the school. And while we're on that subject, one thing that I am not in favor of is biological boys competing with women in school sports. They should compete against themselves. No, I'm not prejudiced. If biological boy wants to compete against another biological boy, maybe they're going through the sex change or whatever they do, but they cannot compete against the girls in that same event. And if there's nobody to compete against him that's from another school, then they get the trophy in their category. Yes, they can still compete in sports.
So you're not against them competing?
No, but they have to compete
at a level that is consistent with where they are.
Yes.
What do you think can be done? I mean, obviously, I understand your points in that on, you know, where the country has gone and where we are today. But what can be done on a local level, do you feel, in order to make appropriate changes? Because a lot of things that are happening, federal guidelines, federal laws that we are, you know, that the states are responsible to. What can the state do or the local school do on a local level? What do you feel they can do?
Very good question. I, again, feel like I have a good answer. I have a lot to learn on this subject myself. It's the subject is charter schools. Right now, there are, and when I looked it up on the state website, there were 127 charter schools operating in Oregon, and approximately 37,000 students. And these charter schools are growing more and more and more and more all over the state of Oregon and across America. And here's why. They take control of the education system locally. They take control of the fiscal element, where the money's spent, how the money's spent. Basically, the power goes to the taxpayers like you and me. And then we also control, could be the most important thing, is the curriculum. I am not in favor of teaching. I'm going to get very, very to the point here. Black Lives Matter is a Marxist group started from the recent news reels that I've seen by three black ladies in America. And we live in America. God bless them. The veterans like me gave everybody the right to express themselves politically. But I'm against Black Lives Matter because of they're Marxists. And I'm against critical race theory. They teach that because you're born white, you're automatically prejudiced. And there's so much controversy about these two things, and I might as well lump socialism in with that. I'm a Christian. I believe in school prayer should not be infringed on. And all three of these philosophies are being taught in our high schools to children, and they are absolutely opposed to God and the foundation of our country that has worked so well through the generations, which is capitalism.
Now, you're speaking in general of the school system as a whole in the United States.
Yes.
I mean, Sayuslaw specifically, I mean, there is there is some autonomy that we have here. There is some say with what goes on with the finances that come here. But yet it's still overall, there's a lot of money coming in from the state and federal government that, we don't have say over. Is that what you're?
Yes. And from what I understand, as I've looked on different websites, there's approximately $8 million given through the COVID grants. And there's another grant, something like $4.5 million that have been given to the district. Personally, I think a lot of that money should go back to the taxpayers because our schools have been shut down during the COVID so much of the time that we taxpayers haven't seen any relief on our taxes while the schools have been shut down.
Where do you stand on, because there are some people that want to create a levy in order to build new schools. How do you feel about the situation that the schools are in and building maybe a new school or refitting some of the school that's already there with some of that money?
I believe, again, the money should go back to the taxpayers. We don't need a new school. We can do the maintenance. That's fine. But we don't need brand new schools.
Jesse, I'm allotting everybody about 10 to 12 minutes. We've reached that point. I let everybody make a final statement of what their pitch is. So go ahead and give me what you got.
Like I say, I'm born and raised in this town, and I believe I'm the oldest one running. I've seen the changes that has caused the demise in our country and in our schools. So goes the schools, so goes the country. The liberals have taken over our schools, and we need to take them back. The people need to take them back. And I see there is a window, there is a chance we can take back our public school systems, but we have to go charter. We have to take local control of the finances and the curriculum. And I ask you to go to my website, Jesse for Change. It's on Facebook, and you'll read a lot more what I stand for. Go Vikings.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. And we're going to switch to position 4 now. Coming up next, Maureen Miltenberger on this edition of Our Town.